Welcome to A Handful of Hope, where we bring you heart-to-heart conversations with heart-centered people. Hello, everybody. My name is Jesse Brizendine, and welcome back to another edition of A Handful of Hope. I am so happy and grateful to have Zane with us today, whose mission is to help you reach your highest potential personally and professionally. Zane will teach you all about mindfulness, meditation, subconscious reprogramming, wealth mapping, crystals, and other energy practices so you can be more productive, confident, and happy. Zane's intention is to teach you how to be full of energy so you can go after your big goals and dreams and to live the results that you seek through the art of heart-centered energy practices. Consider this your home for everything inspiring, uplifting, and transformational. Welcome, Zane. Thank you so much for being here. It's an absolute joy.
Hello, Jesse, and hello, everybody. So glad to be here and honored to share this space with this handsome young man who is teaching humanity about the important things that matter the most for people during the difficult times that we're going through together as one human race.
Yeah, Zane, you know, you and I were talking a little bit off camera, and one of the premises and kind of drives behind this is there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now, whether it's from the coronavirus or the economic fallout from it. People are worried about their own mortality, their family's mortality, their future, their job, all those types of things. And so energy, I know, is so important. And one of your areas of real magic for people is helping people get their energy high, especially in challenging times. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. So guys, one of the reasons that I feel qualified personally, beside all the certification and all the like the credentials that you need in this world to be accepted as a specific teacher in a specific realm. But beside all of that, one of the main reasons that I feel very passionately about talking about the topic of energy and keeping our vibration and energy high, especially during times of difficulty, is I lived my entire life in situations similar to this. I was born and raised in Baghdad, Iraq, in the middle of the Iraqi-Irani war. My first day of school when I was 5 and a half in Baghdad is the day that Saddam decided to invade Kuwait. So they shut down school for 6 months. And when I was getting ready to graduate high school, that's when Iraq was invaded by not one nation, but a coalition forces. So my entire life has been a one long saga of coronavirus-like scenarios, wars, kidnapping, killing, different tragedies that my people and I went through. And one of the things that I've learned from all these experiences is when you're going through difficulties, when you're going through a time of uncertainty, and this is a piece of wisdom that my grandmother bestowed upon me and then my dad carried forward in living these situations in Iraq, which is take it one day at a time. Like there is no more simpler ways of saying it than take it one day at a time. Because literally, guys, what's happening right now is there is nothing you can do. Like right now, everyone is being faced with their true immortality. We don't know what's going to happen to us. We don't know what's happening to our jobs. We don't know what's happening to grocery stores, our families, our loved ones. So take it from a person who lived in that type of environment for well over 20 years before I migrated to the US. One of the reasons I wake up every day with a big smile on my face, it's because I don't think about yesterday, nor I think about what's going to happen tomorrow. If I open my eyes, the first thing I do is a smile, because many people didn't wake up on this same exact day that you and me have awakened to today. So take it one day at a time and try to ask yourself the question. I know it's really hard, especially during times of difficulty, to process why this is happening to you. And sometimes, honestly, like pain, there is no way of explaining it other than going through it. So do your best to remain centered and take it one day at a time and ask yourself the question, what could this teach me right here and now? Not gonna lie, Jesse, 20 years of living in war-torn country, couldn't speak my truth, being afraid because I was the wrong type of Muslims in that part of the world. It puts you in a shell. But because I was taking it one day at a time, and because I was always thinking there will come a day where this serves a purpose. And now that I look at it in hindsight, I see the purpose of this. I've guided my family back then during these difficult times. Everyone wanted to hang out with Zane during difficult times because I always had a smile on my face. I always kept people grounded and centered and said, you know what? We'll get through this. We'll get through this together. If we unite together, we'll get through it. This is not going to be the end of us. So people always loved that. And now I know why I had to go through all of this. Because if I endured so much pain, saw so many people suffer before my eyes, people that I loved, that I would have given my life not to see them suffer. But I had no choice. I was a child. I couldn't do anything. I witnessed all of that, and I was still able to remain centered and grounded. There is nothing we cannot face, guys. This coronavirus is literally a blip on the radar when it comes to the big things that could hit us as a society. Right now, thankfully, we're blocked off in our own homes. Maybe we are a little bit out of toilet paper, but thank your stars, thank God, the universe, whatever you believe in, that there are not bombs dropping on your head, that there are not people kidnapping your kids because you're this sect or that sect. There are no ethnic cleansing. This is something that is, if anything, it's uniting us as a human race. Yes. It's reminding us that you could be rich, you could be poor, you could be broke, you could be successful, you could be beautiful, you could be anything. That same virus affected us all the same way. We're all on lockdown. We all have a shortage of toilet paper. We all are stuck in our own homes. Now, the difference between the world and us, the people who are watching this training with Jesse, is we want more out of life. So right now, I encourage and invite each and every one of you who's watching this show to lead. Within you, there is a spark that this situation is igniting. And you want to lead, but you might not be aware how. Don't worry about the how. Just trust your intuition and start to take action. If you feel guided to come on Jesse's show and share something that have helped you in the past, please do. If you feel guided to just post inspirational posts on your Facebook page so your family feel inspired, and instead of being bombarded by the, oh my gosh, like the news, they're 24/7 on pretty much every channel. And I noticed over the past 3 weeks, Facebook became like a mini news feed. And so do whatever way that gives you the energy to lead within your own community. And sometimes the best way to lead is to lead yourself. So instead of waking up every day in the morning and the first thing you do, you turn on the news to be welcomed with all the tragic events that happened while you're asleep, maybe the first thing you get to do is put a smile on your face. Journal in on a paper about how grateful you are that there are, right now they're saying like there's 200 people dying every hour from the coronavirus. You woke up, you're still breathing, and you're not one of these 200 per hour. Like, we really get to acknowledge right now, especially during these times, that if we woke up today, that we are the chosen ones, that we have a special gift, and we get to honor ourselves and those in our sphere of influence, and we get to lead. This is a call for all the leaders in the community and society to wake up to their divine gifts.
Guys, I absolutely love that. I think, and it's, I'm so with you on that. You and I were sharing off camera. One of my driving forces for organizing this series and the short amount of time we did was that feeling of so many people feeling compelled to want to do something and feeling like there's just, they want to help, they want to do something. How am I going to help? And I think that there's a leader within all of us that is just, it's been knocking at the door for so long. And whether that's, showing up differently in the four walls you share, your community, your church, your family, your city, whatever that is for you, but just showing up more, right? Honoring that on your heart, and you spoke to it so perfectly. And saying, you know, so growing up, I think you have a really unique perspective on the world. I think context is so critical, right? Because or contrast rather, because it gives us we appreciate the light when we've been through the real dark, right?
Oh my goodness.
We haven't been through the dark, we can't really fully appreciate the magnificence of the light. And I think when you've gone through the dark and you can appreciate the light, you're able to start look for the beauty within the dark too, right? Mm-hmm. When you're in going through that and you're a child, you're growing up through it, because, you know, many people have not been through that, but for their own experience, they're experiencing it with the same intensity as you may have experienced growing up in a war-torn country, right?
Absolutely.
And so for them, this is effectively, in many ways, it's their feeling of war, because they haven't mm-hmm. had the gift of the experiences you have. So that person is going through it right now, and they're struggling to find a place where they can be happy or joy. And they say, well, you know, I get that, Zane. I want that, but you're on the other side of it now. There's no way you could have been feeling that way the entire time. If you could reach out to them right now, grab them by their shoulders and say, eye to eye, you know, well, social distancing apart as much as possible. What is the one thing that you could give them right now that would help them make that shift out of the fear, the anxiety, the stress, the place they may not want to be in, and get them to that place where they can just be where their feet are and just be in that moment?
Oh my gosh, that's such a beautiful way that you said it, Jesse. Guys, this too shall pass. And take it from a guy who have went through many things that, if I didn't have the terminology of this too shall pass, these things would have killed me. And you know, guys, sometimes we think that this thing gonna kill us, it has to be a coronavirus that comes into your body and take you over. Every day that you are out of energy, you are focusing on the wrong things, you're not paying attention to the blessings that you have in your life, these mm-hmm. are little things that are killing you. They're like literally little knives cutting you without even noticing, draining you out of your energy. Guys, I had many breakdowns, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not this enlightened being, I'm not this Buddha who has transformed and became a walking God. I'm not. I still go through my own struggles. I still have my painful days. I still have days when I want to stick my head in the sand. But going through so much pain and coming on the other end of it, the one thing that allowed me to continuously come out of painful events without losing momentum is knowing that this too shall pass. Mm. And if it doesn't pass and it takes me over, I don't know if I'm making sense, because English is my third language. So sometimes if I don't make sense, please ask me to clarify. So if that thing took me over and perished me or killed me or whatever, or killed my spirit, then guess what? I'm not going to go out defeated. I will die with a smile on my face. I will die till the last breath, but I'm not going to retreat and sit in seclusion and succumb to what's happening to me. Guys, if I let life decide how I feel every day growing up in Baghdad, I would have put a bullet in my head like when I was 7. Mm-hmm. Literally that young. At age 6, yes, that's when, because school started and then the Iraqi-Kuwaiti war happened and then school stopped. So at 6, I went back to school, and my dad had a heart-to-heart discussion with a 6-year-old.
Wow.
Most people who, like, gosh, most kids don't have a heart-to-heart discussion with their parents about anything. At 6-year-old, my dad sat me down and said, kid, you live in Baghdad. You cannot say this thing. You cannot talk about that thing. You cannot say which part of the religion you're from. You just gotta be an instrument of whatever the teacher, the school, the environment dictate you should be. Just be invisible. Try not to outshine anyone. So imagine I know how hard this must have felt for my own father. Because, you know, kids, they grow up and they are full of energy and life. And I was one of these kids, full of energy, full of life. From day one, I always like had these grandiose ideas of like changing the world and speaking to millions. And my dad was like, do you really want to kill us? Like, wow. That was language that was used with me. But I never let that dim my light. Of course, when life is harder, you have to deal with things in certain ways. But I kept that spark inside me because there was always hope that the day would come where I can shine my light brightly without worrying about my loved ones, without worrying about hurting myself. So guys, this too shall pass. And if you truly believe it in your heart that this too shall pass, even if you contract the coronavirus, you will kick its butt in a couple of weeks and you will be back on your feet. And then you have the privilege of saying, you know what? That thing that they were scaring us all off on the news, I kicked its butt. Sometimes I curse and I'm doing my best to keep it PG-13 because I want everyone to benefit from that. And I also know that curse language is not necessary, to be honest, to send the message across. So guys, this too shall pass. And if you just awaken within you that gift of curiosity, you know, I'm alive right here, right now. There's a roof over my head. There's maybe one roll of toilet paper left. This too shall pass. There is no need to panic, because panic is actually what could reduce your immune system response and make you more susceptible to illnesses. So if anything, right now, take the time to raise your vibration, laugh, find the irony in the situation instead of letting the situation consume you. Because trust me when I tell you, if it consumes you, it will get the best of you.
Yeah.
But if you, I don't like the word control because you don't need to control, but if you flow with the situation, just flow with it. Imagine that you are stuck in a boat and it's a rocky water. At least you're in a boat. And just weather the storm until the water calms, and then you will be back to normal. Before you know it, guys, we'll be back to our jobs. We'll be back to our schools. We'll be back to our cities. Let's take this time to pray for those who are being impacted by this in a very hard way. Let's send love and light to our doctors, to our first responders, to the people at the grocery store that still have to work so we can be quarantined at home with food and supplies. Let's give love to the truckers who are continuing to travel all over the country, including areas that are considered like red zones. Yeah. That's more important than being stuck in the what ifs and what if this happened and what if that. Because what ifs, in Arabic, there was a terminology, and I'm going to try to translate it and see if it makes sense. In Arabic, there is a word for what if. And the adage is, if what if was a seed and you water it, it will never sprout.
Mm.
And that really stuck with me. So I never say but what if this happened? No, because it will never sprout. The reason it never sprouts, because it doesn't look for water to sprout. It looks for fear to sprout. And if you don't water it and you just leave it alone, it'll just die out. So why are we putting all of our energy on something that we really don't want to? Let's put seeds of enlightenment, seeds of love, seeds of togetherness, seeds of prayer, seeds of belonging. Yeah. This virus is reminding us that we're all one. We breathe the same air. We are being affected by the same ailment. And we all have a shortage of toilet paper. So guys, we're all one. We might look different, we might speak different languages, we might have different colors, but we're all one. We all bleed when you cut us. We all need help when we're down. We're one. Let's use this to unite us instead of separate us.
I've often said that I think purpose is found in two places, ultimate pain and ultimate pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that one of the opportunities that can come out of this for so many who are struggling and feeling that pain is this might be the doorway into purpose.
Absolutely.
You know, I've had many beautiful moments these last few weeks as the coronavirus kind of fear and it started to spread in the US. And I've really been more conscious about looking for those beautiful moments. And I found myself, you know, the toilet paper one is great. I think it's so funny that the very thing that we all try to protect for so long, we all want to pretend like we don't poop or something like that and keep it private. It's out in the open now. Everybody's more panicked about it than ever. Like, if you do the math on how much toilet paper you'd actually have to go to, people are having to poop 15, 20 times a day to even go through what they're stockpiling on.
Yeah.
That, I had this moment, Zane, where I was laying on the floor playing with these two kittens. And I was just playing with them with a little string. They were so engaged and so happy with it. And I sat there and thought, you know, this is such a perfect, blissful moment. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything else. If I had, there's no possessions, there's no status, there's no following, there's no monetary thing that would make this moment better than it was. Yeah. And you and I were talking off camera, and I want to be respectful of time because I know we're cutting it close here, but I just want to touch with you. What's important to you, Zane? You know, because you're talking about the difference between coming over from Iraq and then becoming in the American dream and going into the fairly consumer culture and then having that. What's most important to you?
What's most important to me, and I had to learn that the hard way, guys, because I came to the U.S. and subscribed to the American dream. And don't get me wrong, the American dream is still living. It just we became more focused on what the dream gives us instead of the dream itself. The dream is to pursue happiness, to be present, to love our neighbors, to love our spouses. Gosh, people are panicking because they have to spend the day with their spouse. I'm like, you guys are married. You should be spending time together anyway. So guys, let's take this time to remember the importance of the people in our life, to remember the things that brought us joy. One of the things that I used to love doing as a child was doing puzzles. I'm taking time right now to do puzzles. It could be for you reading. It could be gardening. It could be whatever. Guys, the important things in life, just like Jesse said, you could be playing with your kittens and that feels like $1 million. So let's shed the weight of the consumerism and the status and the followers and the filters and all that stuff that we literally weren't born with it, but we lived in a society that trained us day after day that these things are important. And now the same society is starting to realize that these things, when real important things come about, are useless.
Yep.
So focus on you. Take this time to connect your inner self, find your gifts, and spread those gifts around you. Spread them to the people that you love, spread them to the families that you belong to the groups that you're part of, to your churches and synagogues and mosques and communities that you're part of. That's what matters the most to me. And that's what I feel with all my heart, that what matters to most people, they just don't know it yet. They just haven't got to that stage in their life where they recognize, like, you know what, that's the most important thing to me. It's not possessions.
You know, one of the things that you and I were talking about has been so beautiful to observe is you do your random scroll through the feed and what used to be polluted with the 3x filtered double apps to remove all blemishes, wrinkles and everything, photos has now been slowly being replaced with the blue light and dark background, funky looking screenshots of people having happy hour on Zoom and connect.
Yeah.
Like, but what's crazy with it too is those pictures, the smile is so much more genuine, so much more sincere, and it's so much more the person, because most of those double app, 3x filter photos are the stoic look, the pose look, right?
Yeah.
The tough look or whatever, the serious look. And then even when we smile at them, it doesn't seem as real because we have somebody prompting us on the other side to give your smile. Come on, we got to get the big smile. You know, you're going to use this for whatever. Versus people in their pajamas just sitting there doing Zoom and screenshotting and having such a fun time and exploring that. It really is incredible, you know, to your point, like, it's getting away of the stuff and getting to back to the substance, right?
Yeah. We're getting back to our roots.
Zane, I've been ending all of these interviews by asking people the same three questions. So, and this is just kind of what's on your heart, what's on your mind, first thing that pops up. People are at home right now all around the world. Many are shelter in placing, self-isolation, lockdown, quarantine, whatever the terminology is. If you could recommend one podcast people listen to during this time, what podcast would that be?
Well, that podcast might not be the one for everyone, but I am addicted to Dave Asprey. And so I'm like always on his podcast.
Awesome.
And he just did one on the coronavirus on how we could actually use this time to look at our diet and the type of food that we've been eating for so long. So that's the one podcast that I've been like binge listening to.
A book you'd recommend people read?
Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die. I believe every human needs to read this book because we all have our scars. We all have our triumphs, and Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die could be the book that really helps you heal the scars and celebrate the triumphs of life.
Love it. And movie or documentary you'd recommend people watch?
Emotion. Actually, there's a collaboration of many authors and many teachers, but the one that comes to mind is Joe Dispenza, yep. The documentary Emotion. Because once again, the things we go through life are all filtered through the emotions we're experiencing. So if we learn how to create the emotion of what we want, then we could influence life. But a lot of time we bury the emotion alive, so it's living within us, but it's not a very good emotion that we want. Hatred, pain, suffering, we just bury it and put it down. So the book that I recommended along with the movie, you'll be able to literally use your emotions as a GPS to navigate life. So then you cause an effect on life instead of waiting on life to push you to have a cause and effect.
Yeah, I love that. Everyone, I hope you got as much out of this as me. I feel like I didn't even get to scratch the surface. Every time Zane opened his mouth, there was more I wanted to dive into and explore. He has such a unique background and perspective to grow up in war-torn Iraq and go through those hardships of literally having his school shut down at 6 years old and experiencing it. And he didn't even get to share with you about never having electricity with 120 degree heat out or all these other things. To having that shift of air and learning to find his happiness and joy there, learning to be a source of love and light for the people who are going through that, to transition over here to try to figure out who he is in this new world where everything's available 24/7 all the time, and then get back to where he's really centered at home and helping people with energy and diving through their depths of their to get to the core of who they are. And I think that there's so much sage-like wisdom in here. Remember, context and contrast are such essential tools for life. And it's not about comparing our journey to anyone else, but it's about hearing someone else's journey and being able to draw from it. And many of you follow along on social media. I shared, and Zane, I don't know if you saw this, I shared a post yesterday. It would have been my dad's birthday. And my dad, one of the most important things I ever learned from him is he said, you never have to look far to see someone else who had it worse than you. Mm-hmm. And I say that now in closing because I encourage you to look at Zane's journey and draw inspiration from it. If this guy went through this and went through his childhood like this, and he's able to show up as such a source of love and light and possibility for all of us, we too can do the same because, as Zane so perfectly said, we all bleed the same color. We're all one. I think another one of the most beautiful things about this is we're not hearing discussions of black, white, Muslim, Christian, any of those types of things. We're hearing discussions of humanity. And as Zane perfectly, beautifully articulated, we are all struggling with toilet paper rations right now. So, Zane, thank you so much for being here. And this was absolutely incredible. I'm so grateful for your time, your energy, and presence. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure, brother. Thank you for taking the time to bring enlightenment to the world during a time where everyone is really uncertain of what could come about from this situation. Thank you to you too.
Yeah. We'll see you all next time on another edition of A Handful of Hope. Thank you so much for listening. If you're finding value in these conversations, please rate and review on Apple, Google, Stitcher, or wherever your favorite place is to listen to.